Yes, I wanted actually to ask regarding the patient of Michael. We talked about the two taxanes that we are using, paclitaxel and docetaxel. Do you have any experience with Abraxane, with its new package? Do you see any advantage for this drug to be combined with radiation, especially in somebody who stopped responding to the older ones?
Head?
So, you know, Abraxane, the technology with the nanoparticle, is still Taxol. So it's Taxol packaged a special way, and the rationale is that you can get higher dose concentrations to the tumor. So the real question would be then, if someone failed Taxol, would increasing the dose of Taxol perhaps overcome that resistance? And the answer to that is probably not. So although I think Abraxane is a very good technology, and it's good that we have drugs like that now because they will be able to package others, and perhaps we could get higher deliveries to these tumors, I don't see any benefit in giving it to patients right now who have failed taxanes, especially Taxol right now.
From a practical perspective in terms of patient care, assuming it had the same activity as paclitaxel in a patient who never had a taxane, how much of an advantage do you think the short infusion time and lack of need for premedication is, particularly in lung cancer?
I think those are very advantageous things about Abraxane, and that's why I welcome drugs that are sort of packaged this way, and hopefully there will be others in the future to use, because anything you can do to decrease the amount of time a patient would have spending on side effect management or even in the suite itself makes total sense. I think that's why cisplatin is not used very often in metastatic non-small cell, not because we feel it's a less potent agent. It's just that it's a time-consuming, arduous medicine to give that requires a lot of care throughout the cycle of therapy. And so that, I think, is a very good advantage for Abraxane. And there will be studies coming with Abraxane with all of these combinations to assess where best to use this type of strategy.
Do you have much experience, Dr. Hussain, with using nanoparticle Abraxane in breast cancer?
Yes, we have treated several patients with it, and as we said, patients tolerated very well, and like you said, 15 minutes infusion, no dacadrone the night before and the morning, you get the patient in and out very quickly, especially if you have 60 of them waiting. Therefore, it's clearly advantageous to patient. I recently treated a patient with lung. She has failed, or she stopped responding to so many regimens. She reminded me of breast cancer. I mean, this lady, she has been going for the last 4 or 5 years with metastatic disease, progressing slightly on almost everything that we have went back to older agents she received. And recently, after stopping responding to tyrosine kinase inhibitors, I put her actually on Abraxane. This is only 6 weeks ago, 3 weeks on, 1 week off, tolerating very well. We will see if she responds.